You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders joins us now. Today, he shares a heartfelt, personal story about one of his newspaper columns that became life-altering.
In nearly 31 years of writing a column every week, I've written my share of stinkers, and a few of which I'm fond. Most land somewhere in between. I can say straight up that my favorite column was published 5 years ago, a few weeks after I moved back to my hometown of Longview. You'll understand why in a moment. The piece was titled Unpacking a Passel of Books. It was about how I enjoy unpacking boxes of my books after moving. Doing so is a way to reacquaint myself with old friends who have stuck with me through life's winding roads, 1,500 or so volumes collected over a lifetime of loving to read. As I wrote then, I love books, the way they smell, feel in my hands, and the treasures that lie within. While I now read most newspapers and a few magazines online, I steadfastly resist reading books in that manner. A few days after that column ran, I received an email from a woman who asked if I would like to meet for coffee to get acquainted. She liked my columns and thought we might become friends as long as I was not married or otherwise encumbered. I wasn't, so I used Google, that great online detective, to learn she was a college professor and thus likely not a serial killer. I replied that I would be delighted to meet for coffee. We agreed to do so a few days later. When the time came, I walked up the alley from the newspaper office to the coffee shop. She crossed the alley as I got there, a beautiful woman with wild brown hair blowing in the breeze. Julie recognized me from my photo in the paper and called out my name. Talk about having me from hello. I realized it sounds like a corny movie scene, but I knew then I had found the love of my life. We have been inseparable since that day 5 years ago. We talked in the coffee shop as if we had known each other for years, went on a date the next night, and for a long walk the day after that. Soon I met her daughter Abby, then 10 years old. I quickly learned to love Abby as well for her intelligence, beauty, and independence. Julie and I became engaged 9 months after we met. Then life tossed some curveballs, as it's prone to do. My too small house got stuck on the market when the real estate crash occurred. The newspaper business went south, and I headed north for a time, then down to Austin, taking jobs where I could find them. Finally, we decided to throw caution to the winds and get married, even if we couldn't live under the same roof. We carried on a commuter engagement and marriage for many months. Now, at last, we live as a family in the same house, though it took 3.5 years, 4 moves on my part, and a lot of prayer to figure it out. There's plenty left to figure out. There always is in a marriage, especially if you're the guy, especially this guy. Some evenings I watch as Julie, my beautiful mystery companion as I call her, sits on the couch preparing for her next day's class, usually flanked by our dogs Rosie and Sam. And I still can't believe my luck. To find a love like ours this late in life is a blessing I neither expected nor deserved. But I plan to hold on to it as fiercely as I can, because I know from experience how rarely it comes along. It's been a great, if at times crazy, 5 years, Julie. I love you, darling.
Gary Borders is an East Texas writer. You can find his work at garyborders.com. Send him an email about your happily ever after story at borders@redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on your public radio station, Red River Radio.